I'd like to welcome everyone here this morning. It's always a privilege to worship together, amen, and to praise God together, and to see what God wants to do for each one of us. He's a God who does an eternal work in our hearts. He does an eternal work in His church, and whether we feel it or whether we don't, the Lord is always at work. He's always working. He doesn't rest. And He's doing an eternal work, and I want to talk about that eternal work today, and I want to make us aware of things, and one of the things I want us to be aware of is how the Holy Spirit works. And with that being said, let's turn to Acts chapter 16. I want to read a couple of verses. When they had gone through... Now, let me get this pronunciation right. Phrygia. You may not agree with my pronunciation, but Paul and Silas were going through Phrygia and the region of Galatians, and they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. Amen. And so it's not the pronunciation of the words I want us to pay attention to, but it's interesting how the Holy Spirit was working with these young preachers of the gospel, young preachers of the cross. And it's interesting to take note. It's interesting to understand how the Holy Spirit was working in them and through them. And they were forbidden to go to Asia. They were forbidden to go to Bithynia. And Paul did some of his greatest work there later on. But at this time, at this moment, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to enter into these places. And maybe because the strongholds were too mighty at the time. And we can only speculate why they weren't allowed to go into these areas. And maybe the enemy was too powerful there. Maybe they were needed urgently somewhere else. And the time wasn't quite ripe for them to go into that area. Whatever the reason, the Holy Spirit stopped them in their tracks and sent them in a different area. Sent them to Macedonia, actually. There was a jailer there that needed to get saved, and his wife. And the Lord used Paul and Silas to start a prison ministry there. Maybe you read about it, that they were worshiping and praising God at midnight. And all heaven broke loose. And the doors flew open, and everybody was set free. And but right at this time, these doors were closed to them. And whenever... Family, you're doubtful of what God wants to do with you next. Whenever you're doubtful, we have to cast these cares on the Holy Ghost. Whenever we're doubtful, we have to ask the Lord, Lord, close every door that I face. Open only the right one. And when we go to turn to the right or to the left, Lord, make me like Paul and Silas, that I hear your voice saying, go in a different direction. Amen. And how we need the Lord and how we need to cast our judgments on him and about our direction and the direction that we should take. We actually really have to cast our judgments on him and about the course that we're going to have to take. Then we need to submit to the Holy Ghost. Ask him to shut every door before you, except the right one. Hallelujah. You know, it's a good thing to make God responsible. Lord, you're responsible for the direction I take. I'll follow you, but if you don't tell me which direction to take, I can go any way I want. If you don't tell me, if it's not your responsibility for me, then I'm not responsible. God's responsible for directing your path. God's responsible for telling me which way I should go next. And sometimes it's difficult when the Lord does show you the way. And sometimes, well, the Lord is showing me the way, and it has a conflict with my desires and wants, has a conflict with what I want. And but it's an awesome thing to shift everything, all the responsibility over to God. Hallelujah. You know, that's where you get rest, right? That's where you can relax. God's in charge of it. Another delay, God's in charge of it. Amen. And so it's about trusting in the Lord, I guess. But it's a good thing to be able to make the Lord responsible. And you know, it's a wonderful thing, and there isn't that many people that are doing it, is to keep step with the Holy Ghost. Are you keeping step with the Holy Spirit in your life? Don't let him get ahead. Don't let him get back. Don't get him behind. But keep in step with the Holy Spirit in your life. And you know, the Lord makes it possible for all of us. And so here were these young men stepping out into the ministry. And Lord, make me like Paul. I want to hear your voice. If I'm turning the wrong way, shut the door and yell at me if you have to. You ever had the Lord yell at me? A couple times the Lord has yelled at me. I heard when he yelled. Thank God. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful. And, you know, I believe it's true that God wants to have a relationship with you the same as he did Paul and Silas. The Holy Spirit wants to lead you and guide you just like he did Paul and Silas. And if you're going about your business, and you know there's a daily pathway that is beaten down that we walk every day, you know, and God's not speaking to you when you go down your daily pathway. He doesn't need to. Amen. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. But there's times when the Lord wants to speak to us, wants us to keep step with the Holy Spirit. And I believe that every Christian, God is waiting. And he wants us to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, the same as Paul did. And we have the written word that guides us. You know, the word is a lamp unto our feet. Amen. It directs us sometimes. And we need to allow the word of God to lay hold of us. And we need to lay hold of the word of God. And we need to believe it. And there's a lot of people that read it and say, oh, yeah, I understand. I believe that. But they don't put it into action, which means their belief system is a little faulty. Hallelujah. But God wants to lead us by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Listen to what Proverbs 9:9 says. Give instruction to a wise man, and he'll be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he'll increase in learning. Amen. Teach a wise man and he gets wiser. And does everybody agree that we live in the information time zone? And you know, we have the internet, the information stream that streams. We have books and we have libraries and books that are stacked all the way to heaven. We have colleges and universities. And if I want to go be a doctor, I can. You know, I don't know if there's enough time left and for me to study medicine, but you know, we have all the education that's before us. We can become doctors. We can become dentists. We can become, or maybe you like working with your hands, you can become an auto mechanic. Amen. Just got to go to Wendell School of Hard Knocks. He'll teach you. And or maybe you make kitchens and like to work with your hands. But there's education out there for everything today. We're saturated. We're the information station. We have an information stream called the internet. It just doesn't stop. There's tons of information out there for every subject under heaven, except the one. There's one subject that has only one teacher, and no more, just one teacher. Hallelujah. And I want to read to you from John 16:13, and it talks about the subject, and it talks about the teacher. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Hallelujah. When it comes to the subject of the truth, there's only one teacher. You won't find him in university. You won't find him on the internet. You might get some truths from these places, that's for sure. But there's one teacher. There's only one who can teach you. If you are hungry and you want to know the truth, here's the one you need to seek, the Holy Spirit. We need a portion from the Holy Ghost. Some people say, well, I have the Word of God. But the truth is the Holy Spirit illuminates the Word of God. And without the Holy Spirit to illuminate the Word of God, you only got your natural mind to try to figure things out, and it's going to fail you sooner or later. And so this has shown me how much we need the Holy Spirit. How many religions are out there? I can't count them all, and I never asked the internet how many religions there are. I could get my phone out and ask them, I suppose. But I know there's Buddha and the whole bunch of people that follow him. I know there's what's the other popular one? It won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. It won't be old Muhammad that's calling you home. It won't be Hare Krishna on that judgment day. Amen. There's only one. His name is Jesus. And you know why he's different than Buddha? Because Buddha died 647 years before Christ. Muhammad died 535 years after Christ. Jesus died and he rose from the dead 3 days later. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. And so, listen, we've got so many religions. We got so many denominations. We have, at least five different interpretations of the end times. Why? If there's only one teacher of the truth, why do we have all these avenues open to us? I got the answer. I wrote it down here. The answer is because there's a lot of people that aren't being taught by the Holy Spirit. Do you get that? There's a lot of people that aren't being taught by the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, we want to be taught by you, Lord. We want to be filled with your Holy Ghost. And so, you know, the Bible's a great history book. It's filled with a lot of information. It's filled with a lot of hidden treasures. And I'm sure you've all found some of those treasures. Let's look at what Psalm 115:16 says. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. What a generous God. He gives us our own planet. Not only did he give us a planet, but do you know that God gave us a planet full of treasures that are hidden? They're all veiled. Planet Earth, you can find those treasures. There's gold, there's silver, there's iron. And there was a gentleman by the name of Thomas Savory. And he was watching his kettle boil one day and saw the steam coming out. He's largely responsible for creating the steam engine. Amen. So, you see, God hid steam in water. And God has hidden so many blessings in the earth. We have all the medicines that are helping us. Amen. All the medicines that are used to heal us. And there's still many that haven't been discovered yet. And God has placed every one of these blessings on planet Earth, and he veils them from men. And yet I'm saying that because this same principle is equally true in the Bible and in the kingdom of grace. The Holy Spirit is the one who reveals these hidden treasures to us. The Bible is filled with treasure, treasures of wisdom. Amen. Treasures of blessings. Amen. And they're all veiled until they're revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that tells me, for me in my life, the Holy Spirit, I want a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I want to be led by the Spirit. I want to be taught by the Spirit. He's the only one who can teach truth. according to Jesus. And I believe what Jesus says. And he's a revealer of truth. And if you're a lover of truth, you know God's going to reveal it to you. Amen. Might just pop into your head. You know, I've had mornings where I sought the Lord. I needed an answer. I needed direction. And I sought him till I wore myself out and didn't get an answer. So I said, oh, forget it. And all me in the bathroom shaving. And boom, the answer comes. And so it's hard to dictate to the Lord when the answer's going to come. But the Lord knows what he's doing. And